Oh, sure hand.
Okay. And since you've been working very hard, you'd say you were very
tired.
Okay. Any other expressions?
Well, some would say pooped.
Okay. Or you'd say, or I'm just completely
given out.
Okay. Or using the wear out, you say I'm just completely
worn out.
And say someone had been well and suddenly hear they have some disease, you might say, well, yesterday when I saw them they were fine. When was it that they what sick? When was
took it? Sick or had taken sick.
Okay. And someone who went outside in bad weather and came in was sneezing and his eyes were running, you say that he
was taking a cold.
Or if that had happened, you'd say he
took a cold.
Okay. And if it affected his voice, you'd say he was
hoarse.
And if you go like that, you have a
cough.
And say if you got someone some medicine, you went in there and saw the medicine standing by the bed, you'd say, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
Okay. And someone might say, well, I already
have.
Or I already what some?
Taken some.
Okay. And in another hour, I'll
take another dose.
Okay. And somebody who can't hear anything at all, you'd say they're
deaf.
And say if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, you'd say, look how much I
sweated or have sweated.
Okay. And a sore that comes to a head is called a
ball.
Okay. Any other?
Well, some calls them a carbuncle.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What about the stuff inside the bowl that drains out?
Well, we always called it pus.
Mm-hmm. What about in a blister?
I don't know what you call it. We always called it water.
Mm-hmm. Say, if you say a bee stung me in my hand.
Swell.
Okay. And my hand's still pretty badly.
Swollen.
Okay. And if a bee stings you, your hand will
swell.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you'd have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
Okay. You know, sometimes a wound won't heal clean, and you get a sort of a granular substance around the edge. It's got to be cut out or burned out. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Sort of like a skinless growth over the, instead of healing back right, the skin doesn't grow back right. Do you ever hear some kind of flesh?
I've heard it called proud flesh.
Uh-huh.
But that's all.
Mm-hmm. Say if you had a cut on your finger, a brown liquid medicine you could put on it would be
iodine.
Okay. What about a real bitter medicine people used to take?
Quinine.
Okay. And if someone was shot and didn't recover, you'd say that the doctor did all he could, but the man
died.
Any nicer ways of saying that?
Well, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
or passed away
is
maybe the nicer word.
Mm-hmm. Any crude way of saying that? Any way of saying that that's not very nice or just sort of joking or something?
No, I guess not.
Mm-hmm. You say, well, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died.
Oh.
And a place where people are buried.
Cemetery.
Any other name for that?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I know how to say it or not.
Well, is cemetery what you used to call it when you were little?
Well, graveyard.
Uh-huh. What about what they put the body in?